Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hulu Oloye Elegoon. I'm sorry, y'all. I got some drama going on in the neighborhood. I do apologize. Let me start again. You are now listening live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elegoon Oloyehudu Obeyabokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Sometimes it's even a distraction. This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my inner standing, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father Earth, and it is my personal place of power and inner standing, that place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Sunday, December 4th, 2016. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obeya life path and journey, passing down the great obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. I'm always humbled and honored by those who continue to join and support us here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch. Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, here with the Divine Prince, Kaya Mecca. My URL is www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you're ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. And always be mindful, I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation. My website is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Again, that's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please do stop by and check out my newly updated, upgraded, elevated website at your leisure and convenience. I do welcome you with your questions, comments today at area code 347-215-8967. We were scheduled to discuss Kwanzaa today. Many of you know Dr. Mulenga Kwanga, professor and chairman of Black Studies at California State University at Long Beach, created Kwanzaa in 1966, the year of my birth. It would make Kwanzaa 50 years this year. After the Watts riot in Los Angeles, which was part of the impetus, the motivation, which pushed Dr. Kwanga forward in this endeavor. Dr. Kwanga searched for ways to bring African Americans together as a community. He founded US, a cultural organization, and started to research African first fruit or harvest celebrations. Kwanga combined aspects of several different harvest celebrations, such as those of the Ashanti and those of the Zulu, to form the basis for Kwanzaa. And I believe this is a great starting point for the conversation, as it ties us into our previous show, where we discussed at many intervals about the value and the importance of identity, ethnicity, knowing more specifically who you are, where you come from, what family you are the descendant of. It is through this that we get Ashanti, Iwe, Yoruba, Akan, Zulu, and on and on. The need for this type of celebration, this type of event, and particularly in the 1960s going into the 70s, was critical for people who did not have internet, who did not have access to DNA, who did not have an environment, if you will, that even supported anything beyond a more generalized view of who we were. It was the throes of the Black Power movement, if you will, as well, which unified us meaning African Americans, but also Africans in the diaspora, as Black. It's when we really officially began to embrace the word Black, which at that time was to be a unifying language for Africans in the diaspora. Now, some would say, you know, with advances in technology, information, knowledge, that this sort of differentiation, generalized differentiation, has sort of evolved. Some would even say it's outlived its usefulness in a time where we do have access to more information, a greater understanding of who we are, and particularly with the helpfulness that DNA brings to the table. So I still personally support, honor, acknowledge Kwanzaa, both in my own home and temple space, but also at the community level, Ashe Cultural Arts Center, Congo Square, other demonstrations of Kwanzaa as they are manifest in our greater community. But I also believe, as we do become more specific about who we are in our origins, that it's still a healthy platform for integration of that knowledge. My Kwanzaa Kanara is set up where my ancestral shrine is, where my Iwe implements are, where my Ifa Yoruba implements are. So there's space for growth there. There's space for individual identity. We want to not get too far ahead without, as we do every year, isolating and reinforcing the Nguzu Saba, the principles by which the holiday of Kwanzaa is supported, the celebration of Kwanzaa is supported upon. The Kwanzaa holiday was created to introduce and reinforce seven principles which were viewed as core value systems for healthy and thriving families, stable and loving, caring relationships, effective parenting practices, school achievement, and nonviolent, safe, and productive communities. Thus, the 7 days of the Kwanzaa holiday is organized around these seven principles of Kwanzaa: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, shared wealth, purpose, creativity, and faith at the communal level. Umoja, for example, unity, is a principle which instructs that each member of the family, and by extension the community, is constituted by a web of interpersonal relationships. The health and possibilities of the family and community, therefore, is dependent upon the quality of these relationships within the family, but also disseminates outward into the community. What we do at home, what starts at home, ultimately does affect what we see manifest at the greater communal level. Kuji Chagaliya's principle says that African Americans, like all people, need shared cultural values, symbols, rituals, and practices in order to give their families and children meaning and value, identity, but also community. Ujima principle teaches each family member to recognize their own well-being is derived from their family, your ancestors, your community. Well-being, and that they must be concerned with our overall health, prosperity, longevity as a family, as a community, and that the lives of each family member, each individual in that community is of value, is of importance, but ultimately at a greater level unites and brings us together. Ujamaa empowers families and communities to come together around their collective economic interests and skills, and to see their economic strength in co-opting and buying as a community, as an organization, if you will. And we often look at economics as just the dollar, the gold bar, but it's also the skills often in our hands that we create and recreate our economies with. Those of you who produce, who create, who write, who make things, who produce things, even designers, architects, authors, people who create from nothing, as such as intellectual property, something we create from our mind might be a better way of saying it than nothing, or something that's produced, crocheted, knitted, sewn, beaded, produced with our hands, metal work. All of those things play into our economy. Nia is the principle which instructs family members to see themselves as linked to a larger community and larger nation building. An individual has not really started to be and evolve until we find our place in the world, our reason for being on the planet, our purpose for being born. And we are all born with a purpose. It's an agreed to contractual purpose. Some of you have heard me teach in previous shows that we create and recreate our reality with our mouths, but we also create and recreate our reality before we physically are born into life. So there's a contractual agreement, if you will, with the creators, with the divinity, with the universe, even with humanity at a deeper level, that we acknowledge in our personal vocations, our personal journey. Kaumba principle demands continuous improvement in personal, social, family, communal matters. We might even say political and governmental matters. George Washington Carver teaches us that no one has a right to come into the world without leaving behind a distinct and legitimate reason for having passed through it. So not only do we come here to evolve our own individual destiny, but when we look at the planet, at humanity, as a living, breathing, unified entity, we also come to evolve all of life, all of humanity, all of consciousness to a higher level. And Imani, faith, is that principle that teaches personal and collective efficacy. Mary McLeod Bethune says, without faith, nothing is possible. With faith, nothing is impossible. Faith in God is the greatest power, faith in something greater than ourselves, faith in the universe, faith in the gods and the goddesses of our ancestors, the ancestors themselves. But faith is also an action word that is about moving what we say we believe, what we say we understand, what we say we hold true, and moving that into demonstration. Action, actualization, manifestation, demonstration. Howard Thurman teaches that faith is the promise of tomorrow at the close of every day, the triumph of life in the defiance of death. It is that active principle of laying down and getting up, putting it down and picking it up, whether we're talking about literal or figurative, moving towards the goal physically, but also personally, spiritually, at the conscious level, and how we see ourselves grow and evolve as men and women and individuals. Well, I saw a very powerful video earlier today on Facebook, and I often don't buy into the viral videos. You do know there's money and dollars and politics behind all of those videos. So that's why they often don't give a whole lot of detail, or they give very salacious detail. Just enough to get you to be curious enough to click on. And so I've always been curious. Even as a kid, I would take things apart and put them back together, much to my mother's chagrin. But as an adult, I've never been sort of Jerry Springer curious. I've never been car wreck curious. I've never been murder scene curious. If it didn't directly involve me or my family or my client or something that's my business that I'm working on in the moment, I often would not intersect with that until I got a little bit older and reached that level in vocation where you have to do something. You have to participate. You have to be a part of. And I think for many, 33 is that crystal age where we start to really come into ourselves. Now, for many, that age also triggers crises, family, personal, things that we may have denied in our past or overlooked or pushed to the side or buried or even thought we healed. I find that right around 33, 35, those unresolved things come to the surface. But we're also old enough at that age to self-medicate, to find our own autonomous ways of addressing things. And we do the same thing at the community level. There's a common saying that doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, is the classic book definition of insanity. And so we must move revolution, consciousness, community, even religion, spirituality to another level, to a higher level. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be back with more of the Nguzu Samba, why we, many of us, go into the season, how we focus moving into the season. Many of you are not capitalists per se and are not in a hurry to stand in line at the Walmart and in the shopping malls and are moving away from that system personally, economically, culturally, religiously, for whatever your reasons are. And for some of us, we still see Kwanzaa and the Nguzu Samba as a viable alternative, a viable, useful way of expressing ourselves in this season in a way that's edifying and beneficial, uplifting, but should also absolutely move us towards action. A common theme I've found, has always found in the Nguzu Samba, is that call to action, that call to doing something. I'm going to take just a quick intermission. Listen, I have to tell you all, that little hiccup at the beginning of the show, I've got block party on one side and the football game on the other. So the neighborhood is really festive right now. So I've got live music in the background. I've got people shouting and laughing and having a great time, feeling that spirit of the holiday season. And so I do apologize for how I came into the show. And I do hope that the background noise isn't bleeding into the broadcast. I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Mamita me está llamando, siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Siento un bombo, mamita me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Mamá, adiós papá, que yo me voy, son los dandy.
Adiós mamá, adiós papá, que yo me voy, son los dandy.
Adiós mamá, adiós papá, que yo me voy, son los dandy.
Adiós mamá, adiós papá, que yo me voy, son los dandy.
Con los dandy, con los dandy,
con los dandy, con los dandy,
con los dandy, con los dandy,
con los dandy, con los dandy.
Ah, 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 ah.
Che, che, coulette. So, guys in the control room, Rob, engineers, I need your help. Is there a way that you that the listeners can hear you right now? I need them to be able to hear inside of the control room.
You want to hear us?
All right, good, good. So what's going to happen here is...
Uh-oh.
Come on, Mario, let's go.
You guys are going to join the band. Right? We need your help. You guys are going to join the band, okay?
All right. Okay.
So...
It's a historic first.
If I say Teche Kule, you have to say Teche Kule, okay? If I say Guaye De, you have to say Guaye De. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
We feel much safer. We feel much safer on the other side of the glass.
Teche Kule.
Teche Kule.
Bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Siento un bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Siento un bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Siento un bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Siento un bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Siento un bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Siento un bombo, mamita, me está llamando. Sí, sí, son los dandy. Sí, sí, son los dandy.
Adiós.
A coco nanti.
Paya, tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Paya,
tumba dore.
Divine All Blessed, we are continuing our discussion about the Ngunzu Saba, the seven principles upon which the celebration of Kwanzaa is founding. As recently as a year ago, in December, Dr. Karenga posted this article, which I'm going to share with you here today. Kwanzaa was conceived as a special time and space for discussing and meditating on the rich and varied ways of being and becoming African in the world. It invites us all to study continuously the origins, principles, and practice of Kwanzaa, and it teaches us in all modesty never to claim we know all that there is to be known about it, or that our explanations are only for those who do not know much about its message and meaning. For each year, each of us should read and reread the literature, reflect on the views and values of Kwanzaa, and share conversations about how to reaffirm our rootedness in African culture and brings us together all over the world in a unique and special way to celebrate ourselves and to celebrate ourselves as a people. One focus of such culturally grounded conversation is on the deep meanings and messages embedded in the symbols of Kwanzaa, which are rooted in Kwada, K-A-W-A-I-D-A philosophy, out of which Kwanzaa and the Ngunzu Saba were created. Indeed, each symbol is a source and point of departure for a serious conversation on African values, views, and the practices that are rooted in and reflect them. The first symbol is the mazeo, the crops, the corn, which are symbolic of the African first fruits harvest celebration, from which Kwanzaa takes its model and essential meaning. The mazeo represents the harvest of good and the reward of collective and productive work. Indeed, the concept of harvest embodies and expresses the Ngunzu Saba, the seven principles. For the purpose, Nia, of the harvest is to bring and do good in the community and the world. It is a purpose conceived and pursued in unity, emoja, self-determination, kujichagulia, and collective work and responsibility, ujima. Moreover, it is developed with a resourceful creativity, kaumba, creativity, and grounded in a resilient faith, imani, that believes in, works for, and looks forward to its coming into fruition. it's coming into manifestation. It's demonstration. And cooperative economics, Ujamaa, rightfully represents the harvest as the product and practice of shared work and shared wealth, the cooperative creation and sharing of good. The second symbol of Kwanzaa is the makika, or the mat, upon which the altar setup is placed upon. Symbolic of our tradition and history, and thus the foundation on which we build our lives and in the world, our culture. Our foundation, for many of us, is anchored in our ancestral roots. It stresses the need of foundation, of cultural anchor to ground and center ourselves. In Kwaida philosophy, we say we base everything we do on tradition and reason, meaning we constantly dialogue with our culture, asking it questions and seeking from it answers to the fundamental concept of daily life and enduring issues of humankind. And then using the best of our moral reasoning, we select the appropriate solutions, the most ethical and effective way forward. Again, to stress the centrality and indispensable role of tradition, the other main symbols are placed on the makika, or the mat. The kinara, the seven candle holder in the middle of the mat, is our next major symbol of Kwanzaa. It is symbolic of our roots, our parent people, our continental African ancestors. Although in both principle and practice, this in a larger sense, includes all of our ancestors, continental and in the diaspora. Stress was placed at the beginning of the creation of Kwanzaa on the continental roots to return us to the original source of our history, our culture, and coming into being as a people. For as Moli Fai Asante says, there is no stepping outside our history without great difficulty and damage to our sense of self. This is why we emphasize with Malcolm X and Mary McLeod Bethune a long historical conception of ourselves and of the legacy of excellence left to us. The kinara holds the next symbol of Kwanzaa, which is the Mishumaa Saba, the seven candles. The Mishumaa Saba are symbolic of the Ngutu Saba, the seven principles, the hub and hinge on which the holiday Kwanzaa turns, the African value system that is an essential foundation and framework for our living a good and meaningful life, and the strivings and struggles central to this. To place the candles in the kinara is to remind ourselves of the ancient culture in which our principles are rooted, and to reaffirm the enduring value of returning to the source, Sankofa. And to the light, the Mishumaa is to engage in the ancient ritual of lifting up the light that lasts. For the principles are the light that lasts in the midst of the constant and often disruptive and diversionary changes and challenges that occur in life. Indeed, the Hausa teaches us that we are given that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown. And that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown is our moral and spiritual values. Surely the ethical values represented in the Ngutu Saba. I am not going to be able to talk over this second line, you all, so just bear with me until this second line passes. I'm I do apologize for that second line coming through at that time. I knew that there would be a second line. I just did not anticipate it coming through so early in the show. And now there are thousands of people in the neighborhood, which follows the second line. Barbecue grills on wheels, coolers on rollers. You know, it's a moving celebration. It's a moving party. It's one of the very reasons that I live and continue to have my being in New Orleans. It is the manifestation of the principles, the very principles that we are talking about, that we are sharing, that we are discussing. There's another band coming through, but I'm going to have to end the show. It's going to be really difficult for me to talk over them without a great deal of background noise. I also had guests that were due to be on air with us today to share and discuss more about Kwanzaa as well. And we will continue to have this discussion and have many discussions like this up until Kwanzaa celebration, December 26th. Until then, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, beat, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat. Heart beat. Heart be at this place. At this place be heart beat. Be we beating place in new world space. Beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk. Our music, the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together. Circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end. Connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance. Be banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade. But dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be, beat, be, beat,
so
Congo Square, be Congo Square, beat.